Each year, a delegation from the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops comes to Rome for a series of meetings with officials of the Holy See. The delegation is composed of the president and vice president of the conference, currently Archbishop Richard Smith of Edmonton and Archbishop Paul-André Dorochet of Gatineau. In addition to a private audience with the Pope, the delegation meets with more than a dozen dicasteries of the Holy See, the offices of the Curia, which assist the Holy Father in the governance of the universal Catholic Church. Archbishop Dorochet spoke with Christopher Wells about their visit.
This is a tradition that goes back, I don't know how long, but as far as I know, for decades, that the president and vice president of the Canadian Conference come and spend a few weeks every year at the Vatican to meet with the directors of the various congregations and pontifical councils and bodies of the Curia. It's really important for us, and I think also for the members of the Curia, because they are at the service of the Universal Church, but the Universal Church has different faces depending on where it is. And Canada, we have our own reality. It's important for us to be able to express that reality, to explain it also to the people who work here in Rome. At the same time, it's important for us to have a sense of the Universal Church. It's very easy. I discovered that the Atlantic Ocean was a very broad ocean, so that even with all the instantaneous communication we have now, we tend to kind of be focused on our own reality. So coming to Rome allows us to also be informed by a broader universal perspective, to be able to situate our own issues within the greater perspective of the Universal Church. That's very important for us too. So I think it's a win-win situation. Whenever we come here, we are very, how can I say, touched by the spirit of collaboration that we find here, by the spirit of mutual listening, mutual enrichment. And we go back actually quite encouraged by what we experience here. It was my experience here last year as vice president. Archbishop Smith, our president, this is his fourth visit, and he tells me that this has been characteristic of the visits that he's experienced.
Excellent. That's very encouraging. I know for you all, it must be one of the high points of your trip, the high point, in fact, to speak with the Holy Father. I know you spoke with him earlier this week, and you were able to present him with a copy of the first page of the primary source document for the canonization of St. Kateri Tekakwitha.
That's right.
Which, of course, happened just a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Here in Rome. Can you tell us a little bit about the experience, at least in general terms, of meeting with the Holy Father, and about Kateri and the importance of that event?
Yes. Well, certainly this is, as I was explaining, this is my second trip as vice president. I came here last November. Both times we've been blessed with a short moment with His Holiness Benedict the 16th. For 15 or 20 minutes, we get to sit down with him. We did present this facsimile copy. He found it very beautiful, found it very meaningful in the context of the canonization. We took a few moments to speak about the meaning of the canonization in Canada, particularly in terms of the presence and the relationship of the Church with Native people, First Nation peoples in Canada, ongoing efforts towards reconciliation, because there have been serious hurts that were inflicted upon our First Nations people. So in terms of reconciliation, in terms of moving forward, this event has been quite meaningful, and we shared that with him. So he was very happy to hear of that. And also we spoke about the whole issue of the new evangelization, the synod that has just been lived. We asked him how he experienced it and what he would invite us to bring back to the bishops in Canada. So it was a very free, very friendly exchange. He's a very... You have the feeling that when you're with him, in spite of all the issues that he might be dealing with, that he's there for you right now. He's very present to the person he's talking with. And we felt that presence with him while we were in that 15 minutes we had with him Saturday morning.
Excellent. And certainly the new evangelization, the Year of Faith, are great topics coming up this year. and in the coming months. And the Canadian bishops, you've had the plenary assembly of the Canadian bishops, you had the synod of bishops here where the Canadian bishops were well represented. Your visit now and the canonization of Kateri, can you tell us a little bit, of course each diocese will have its own programs, but can you tell us a little bit as a national local church, how is the church in Canada going forward in the year of faith and in the new evangelization?
We don't have a national plan for evangelization because of the very different realities of our dioceses, and particularly because of linguistic differences and cultural differences that we know in our country. It's very hard to develop national plans. However, we have taken time to inform ourselves. At the last plenary, we took some time to listen to four bishops from each of the four geographical areas of our country speak about their own diocesan initiatives, simply as an illustration to give examples. I know that I've spoken with a number of bishops of different initiatives. In my own diocese, we're celebrating, I'm new to the diocese where I'm now archbishop in Gatineau. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary of existence. So it's a jubilee year for us in a sense. So that jubilee year is twinned with the year of the faith and the effort towards new evangelization. So I think as a whole, in Canada, we've embraced the concept of new evangelization. I would say we, in a sense, when we speak about countries that used to be fairly Christian, but in a way sociologically have lost that, where there is a great need to re-evangelize and to help people who nominally are Catholic but have not had the chance to truly taste the beauty of the gospel, to help them discover that. I would say that Canada is in the midst of what the new evangelization is all about, and the bishops take that very seriously. I'm now a member of the Assembly of Quebec Bishops, and I know that the Assembly of Quebec Bishops, as an example, are reorganizing itself as an assembly with only three major commissions, and one of the commissions will be entitled the first announcement or the first proclamation and formation to Christian life. So of the three councils we are maintaining, one of them is really focused on the new evangelization. So in that sense, I think it will not just be a question of 1 year of one synod. It really is a long-term process in which we are involved now.
So it's a beginning as much as anything, and not just a one-time event.
I would say we are already in it. It's not just the beginning. We're already in it, but it's a new articulation. It is a time to become more deeply aware, to study the issues more clearly, and to be able to respond to them in a more coherent and intentional way. Yeah.
Let me ask you one final question. It's a great joy always to have the Canadian bishops here.
Oh, thank you.
And one thing that's always struck me is Canada is a relatively small country in terms of population.
It is.
That's right.
And
yet the Catholic Church seems to, in many ways, punch above its weight. From Canada, there's certainly a presence at the Vatican Council. We had a number of bishops here for the Synod of Bishops. Can you tell us what is it about the local church in Canada that gives it such a unique perspective, and what can it contribute to the universal church?
Well, I don't know. I think somebody from outside Canada would have to look at that. But I would venture to say that one of the gifts in Canada is dynamic leadership and a very involved and committed laity. I think in Canada that we've been blessed with men and women, lay men and women, and religious. We cannot forget the religious. God bless them in Canada, that have really taken on a role of responsibility within the church, and bishops that have opened the way for that to happen. I think all of that has made the church in Canada very vibrant and dynamic church. And our hope is that will continue, that we can build on the gifts of the past, the wonderful leadership that we've had, the wonderful men and women who've been involved, and just continue building on that for the future. Yeah.
Very good. And certainly in that regard, Kateri Tekakwitha
is
a
wonderful example for us of a young woman who lived her faith deeply, in simplicity and yet marked, well, is still marking a whole country. And perhaps we should say two, because she is shared with the United States. I'm not going to forget that. But certainly she is an example for us of the way forward.
And a few years ago, Brother Andre. Also an example of religious.
Yes.
And very humbly serving.
Very, very humble person. In a sense, Kateri and Brother Andre are very similar because they were both very humble, worked quietly in their ways. Obviously, Brother Andre got an incredible reputation during his life. There were, I don't know, a million people at his funeral. Kateri died alone, but both of them are recognized as saints in our world today, and both of them remain examples for us of how to live a life of holiness in our milieus, being faithful to the gospel and who we are.